Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter. One day, he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased. And there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?" Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house, but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him, and they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Glenn Druitz from St. John Lutheran Church in Brunswick, Missouri.
Dear brothers and sisters of Christ, in Luke 8:22-39, we get to see two examples of Jesus' authority and his love. We get to see who he really is. It's the Son of God, God himself. The first example was that of stilling a windstorm that was driving the waves and causing the boat to fill with water. The disciples, afraid they were about to die, awakened Jesus, who had fallen asleep, and cried, "Master, we are perishing." Jesus, we are told, rebuked the wind and the waves, and there was calm. Jesus, the Son of God, showed forth his power over nature, showed forth his love to his disciples. And the disciples, we're told, were afraid and marveled. The second example of Jesus' authority and love came in the fact of his power to cast out demons. A man met them as they got ashore on the other side of the lake. The demons who had tormented the man, who because of these demons could not be contained by human strength or devices, begged Jesus to not torment them. Yet when Jesus commanded them, they left the man and went into the pigs who were drowned in the lake. The problem was that, unlike disciples, who even though that we are told were afraid, yet continued to follow Jesus, the townspeople, when they heard and saw what Jesus had done with this man called Legion, they too, we are told, were afraid. But instead of being in awe and wanting to see and hear more from Jesus, asked him to depart. Jesus left not out of fear of the people, but because he wasn't wanted there. We too, many times, are frightened by many things. We may be frightened by storms as we view the damage that a tornado or tsunami can do. We may be frightened by earthquakes and hurricanes. These can cause us great concern. We fear because we know we are sinful and we deserve God's wrath and punishment for our sins. And we wonder, may even at times entertain the idea that God is punishing us for some specific sin as we face illness, disease, family crisis, possible terrorist attacks, or domestic violence. Maybe that was the thought of the disciples as their boat began to fill with water. And yes, Jesus chides the disciples for their lack of faith. What we want and need to see is Jesus' great love for us, like he showed to his disciples in stilling of the storm, his love for that man who struggled with the demons, his love for us in our struggles, especially our struggle with sin. There's a passage from 1 John chapter 4 that says, fear, great love drives out fear. What greater love is there than God's love for us? We see that great love in his Son, who he sent to suffer and die to pay for our sins, deliver us from the accusation of the devil, and to assure us that no matter what happens in this world, nothing could take from us our eternal life. And to assure us of his great love and of his authority, through baptism, he calls us to be one of his child. Through the Lord's Supper, he gives us the very body and blood that was given and shed for us on the cross. And through the pastors, he continues to absolve us, to forgive us, as those called ministers of Christ announce that absolution of our sins. Now, like the Lord encouraged and directed the man who had the demons, let us go forth in our communities, homes, and congregations. And share the good news of the gospel with everyone we meet. Let us encourage those who are hurting, who are afraid of what is coming, by sharing God's promises with them, sharing his love with them, holding each other up in prayer, sharing how God has shown his love to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
We thank Pastor Glenn Druitz from St. John Lutheran Church in Brunswick, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.